choirs will stay in the choir long, but I mean, I guess some might, but that's not something that you can see. I don't remember who it was, but I was preaching one time, and he was talking about going into a church, and it was like that. Stay up there. And he said, I kind of like that pretty good, because when I got tired of preaching to the child, he said, I turned around and asked that one. Let's stand and get you hit with the turn to page 333. 333.
Those who have been praying for the Lord, some of them have to go back to the hospital. Lord, I pray, God, tonight that the Holy Ghost would ever just complete part of this tonight. Lord, I pray, God, that you have such a preacher here, just vivid, just blessed and greatly. Lord, I pray, God, that you have this now. Lord, place one here soft. I pray that we tonight be saved. Lord, if there's one here spitefully, hold it down. I pray tonight that they come back to the whole world, Jesus. And get back in fellowship with them. I pray, God, that you have this touch and this bless, lead, guide, direct. I thank you again for allowing us to be here. Lord, I thank you for the dear pastor. I pray that you never just bless him. I pray that you never anoint him afresh, Lord. Just fill him up, fill us all up. Lord, we thank you again for your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good evening. It's good to be in the Lord's house this evening. Amen. Appreciate each and every one of you coming out. It's good to see all of you out here. See a lot of familiar faces. I see some that are new to me, and that's all right too. I appreciate you coming out and being here, supporting the meeting, supporting Preacher Doug. Appreciate you coming being with us this week, brother. Appreciate Preacher Adam Mines being with us Monday and Tuesday. We had a blessed service Monday and Tuesday. And looking forward to the rest of this week, amen. The funny thing about ball players is as they get older, they tend to get worse at playing ball. This comes with the, job description, you might say. But preachers, they say you get better. When they get some age, so cool.
Yeah.
I can pick them a little bit better, preacher. This way, he'll get up here, he'll start picking them. Give them back. I want to, but in any case, it's good to have everybody with us tonight. I appreciate all of you coming out and being with us. At the end of the service, we're going to have an offer for Preacher Doug and Preacher Adam. We'll just split it between both of them. We're going to pay him for the 3 nights he's going to be here. The church is. We're going to pay Preacher Adam for being here with us 2 nights. We're going to give you an opportunity to be a blessing. Amen. I know times is tough. Inflation is growing. It's growing for these men too. They both put a lot of burden. They carried a lot of weight to come here this week. And those you preachers and pastors, you know what I'm talking about. You know what that's like. If you don't know what that's like, I'm glad that you don't. It's a blessing to be to preach. It's a blessing to pastor. It sure is. But there is a lot of burden that goes along with it. And it'd be a blessing to you if you'd be willing to give. So just give us if you're able to. And I know God will bless you for it. Amen. Before we do that, we'll do that in the service. Any of you kids that wants to sing at the end of the service, if you want to work that out, you come up at the end of the service and while you're singing, we'll take up that offer. Let's see, tonight, we got Preacher Matthew and Miss Christina singing for us. I'll go ahead and come on.
Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
But here, I believe that I got the best church in all of the country.
love and say, but I believe you and everybody else, we do some fun of our little things. So you preached on us that way.
Amen.
I want to just give you bonus tonight, brother. I appreciate you. Love you.
Well, it's certainly good to be here tonight. I appreciate the opportunity. I heard something today. I was listening to W.A. Criswell. He was telling about sometimes in the church you always got that one standing. Make a difference what it is. Instead of the church talking about, said they're going to put a fence without a cemetery. Well, that fellow spoke up and said, I don't think we need no fence around the cemetery. What's on the outside ain't want to get in, and what's on the inside can't get out. So I don't think we need the fence. Oh, it's a blessing to be saved, isn't it? Thank God for his goodness. Well, I've been excited today to be able to be with you tonight. I appreciate the Lord putting us together. You realize after the night, this is things like this, meetings, and churches coming together. God certainly has a heart straight there.
Right.
So now, all of the pastors tonight, seen some friends already we haven't seen in years, and it's a blessing to get together. You know, when we get to heaven, the Bible said we'll know as we're known. Not a stranger there. I often think about this. It is that somebody said the main part of the family is already in heaven.
Right?
The bigger part of the family of God is in heaven.
Amen.
We're just on the little end of something there that we need.
Amen.
It's good to be in the family. Amen. I praise the Lord. I saved my wife. We've got her on the phone. I'll pay for it on the way. Lord help, she's put up with me for 50 years. And really, this month, September, I will have been ordained 50 years.
Amen.
I'd love to celebrate tonight. Whether I've gotten any better over 50 years or not, that might be the thing. Take your Bible tonight. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. Today we'd like to hear you stand with us. We have a lot of reverence for what we've done today. Sent Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just say this quick thing about this. You know you can't have peace without witness. Grace always goes. Grace always goes. Amen. Peace is the result of this.
Right?
Thank God we have peace with God and peace out there. He said, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind and don't give way for the coming of our Lord Jesus. Who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 9 is where I want to get my thought tonight. God is faithful.
Amen.
I mean, if you didn't name has become almost uncaring generation. But I know anything about it. I was listening on YouTube today to W.A. Criswell. He was talking about at the time that he was talking, he was at First Baptist Church. Down in Florida, didn't know what city it was. But anyway, he was 90 years old at that time. And he talked about when he first started Little Stone. He said, "I'd stand up and shout while I preached."
Yeah. You're right.
And he said, "Man, they just celebrated and worshiped and was thankful for the goodness of God." He told the story. He said the first little church that he pastored, he said this woman got up and said, had two boys that was sitting on the front row. And said she came around, both started, put her hand on one of those boys and said, "I ask God, give me a son." And she said, put her hands up and said, shouted, said, "Praise God, God gave me a son." Then she put her hand on the other boy and said, "God, just double my blessing," and said, "gave me another son." And she just went ahead and just had her a spell over the goodness of God. I don't want to ever get over how good God is. Amen. Because God is faithful. He said, "By whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the opportunity we have tonight to come. I pray, Lord, you'd help us make much of these. Lord, speak to every heart, meet our needs. You know what we stand in need of even before we ask. And so we come tonight to make ourselves a candidate for worship, make ourselves tonight a candidate for revival. Lord, you do in us and for us what we need done, not what we think we need. God, we just thank Brother Stone and his family. Lord, I pray you'll bless his church family here, all these other churches that come tonight. God, we praise you, Lord, that we can all be a part of that great family. We are a part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Deceives.
Right.
He will not promise and then fail to perform.
Amen.
Yeah.
He will not commence anything which he will not perfect and finish.
Right.
These words spell comfort and confidence and courage in a world that's faithlessness and fearfulness. God's moral attribute of faithfulness is connected to God's non-moral attribute of immutability.
Yeah.
We talk about immutability means that God doesn't get better at being God.
Yeah.
He doesn't love more each day. He is love.
Yeah.
And so when you talk about immutability, that just means that God remains constant in all of his attributes.
Right.
And so he doesn't change. You know, somehow, here's what happens to us. Sometimes the enemy convinces us that maybe God doesn't love you as much as he used to do. But God is immutable.
Yeah.
The love that he had for you from the beginning, that hasn't changed. That hasn't wavered. That's not diminished in any amount.
Yeah.
And so when you think about how the enemy comes, he'd like to convince us that maybe, you know, that God's walked off and left us. We were looking the other night about how Hezekiah preached in church the other service about Hezekiah. Remember when old Sennacherib came and told Hezekiah's people, he said, we all just might as well give up.
Yeah.
Because listen, he said, we've done conquered 46 cities, nobody's been able to stand in that way.
Yeah.
But they didn't count on the God of Hezekiah.
Right.
And so there's several thousand of them that died as a result of that. But his immutability presupposes his faithfulness. If he is unchanged, and it follows that he could not be unfaithful.
Amen.
Since the world required, I would require him to change.
Yeah.
But then his unchangeableness. Think about this. Angels have changed.
Yeah.
Become devils.
Right.
Man has changed. You become a radical, a sinner. God changes not. Men frequently change their minds, sometimes from good to evil. Other times from evil to good, their second thoughts can be the best sometimes. But God's thoughts can neither be improved nor depraved. Malachi 3:6 said, for I am the Lord, I change not.
Amen.
Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed.
Right.
James 1:17 said, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, by whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Simply put, he doesn't change.
Right.
He does not change in any fashion. So tonight I want to talk a little bit about God as faithful. There's the faithfulness of God's character. Number one, there's the extensiveness of God's faithfulness. Think about this. Psalm 36:5 said, thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds.
Amen.
You know what God's telling us? He said, you're not going to be able to outreach it. I'll always be higher and above.
Yeah.
I need everything that you need. God, aren't you glad there's a rock that's higher than you?
Yeah.
I'm thankful I have to think about the blessing about a rock in a storm. Don't make any difference how rough that storm gets. The rock breaks out there. I told this story I read about a little boy that got trapped. When the tide came in, he got trapped and couldn't get back. Couldn't get back to home. And the rescuers couldn't get to him that night. Their spirit, whenever the storm left and the tide came out, that they were fearing the worst, that he wouldn't be there. But when they went there, they found him. They said, son, wasn't you afraid? He said, no. He said, I found the rock. He said, the rock never moved. It was
there.
I was in the same place God were living in the stormy
world. Amen.
Oh, aren't you glad to hear me, Lord? And the faithful rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we're not going to be able to reach beyond that. Hey, it's limits tonight.
Amen.
And there is the everlastingness of God's faithfulness. Here's what I love tonight. Psalm 119:90 said, thy faithfulness is unto all generations.
Yeah.
That thou hast established the earth and hid abide it.
Right.
You know what? I don't pay much attention to these climate alarmists.
Right.
Amen. They're in charge of this thing that's
come to all generations.
Amen.
Well, thou hast established the earth.
Yeah.
And he abided.
Yeah.
You know what? So bless you, Brother Stoney. I've got a little six-year-old grandson coming along.
Amen.
A few more years, I'll probably be in heaven. But you know what God promised? He said, my faithfulness, I'll be just as good for him as it is for you.
Yeah.
I said, praise God tonight. And you watch these little children run around here, and everybody say, oh, preacher, what's going to happen to them? You know what? If they get under the shell of his wing,
yeah,
they put their confidence and their trust in him.
Yeah.
How God will be faithful.
Yeah.
Because God cannot change how God is faithful.
Yes.
Amen.
Man cannot outlive it. Hey, I'm glad he, you know, when you get my age, you like verses, you're not going to go old and gray.
Yeah,
amen. You'll get there.
Right.
Amen. He used to have an old brother, this old brother from River Valley Baptist Church. And man, I'm telling you, he's a man's man. He's an old cattle man. And I've seen him take a goodie powder in his pew and never drink a drop of water. Turn that thing up, swallow it. He'd go out kind of grumbling. He'd tell me, oh, preacher, I hope you don't get old. You'll get old, you and I, young. The philosophy is truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm glad God's faithful.
Yeah.
Everlasting. He's good.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
He'll be good for the great. He'll be good for the great.
Amen.
I'm not making any hints, but I'm just telling. God help us tonight to look to him. Then there's how certainly the exceedingness of his faithfulness. Think about this, Lamentations 3:22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed.
Amen.
Because his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great. Hey, you know why I got this killed this morning for my sin? Because it's the
compassion.
It's all the mind I have with this flesh. No husband. I know he knows that tonight. But what a blessing that God promises that his mercy, that it is of his mercies that we're never consumed. Man can never outmatch certain the faithfulness of God's mercy. When you think about the faithfulness of God's call, you know what? We ought to be thankful for the provisions of the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
1 John 1:8-9 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
Right.
And the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful
right.
just to forgive us
amen.
Our sins
amen.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Right.
Christ's ministry tonight. He came here the first time as the prophet and the preacher and as the good shepherd. But tonight his ministry is the high priest.
Right. Yes.
He ever lived making intercession.
Yes.
Of our
right.
And the low down sour devil goes before him and accuses you
right.
of your sin.
Right.
And what he does, he becomes the mediator.
Amen.
Paul said there is one, the one mediator, the man, how Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And so he certainly lives. And here it is in his word that when we sin, we shouldn't practice it. We shouldn't do our,
right.
We shouldn't just go out here just willfully. I do what we do, but I'll tell you what's a fact. The best you and I can do, we still sin and come
short. Right.
Hey, if it's not in our actions, it's in our thoughts.
Right.
Mind you, he reads our thoughts.
Right.
Yes. I ain't never murdered anybody, but I killed a few of them. You have too.
Right.
Amen. I mean, I'll tell you what, isn't it a blessing tonight that God's faithful?
Yeah.
Amen.
His redemptive provision in my redemption.
Yeah.
When I fail. if you've offended somebody, he said, confess your faults one to another, but you confess your sin to God. I tell you what's a fact. Now, I'm glad that God's redemption. I've been teaching on the book of Galatians at the Bible College. The thing that Paul had to deal with, those Judaizers, where they were trying to mix law and grace and trying to make those Gentiles be circumcised. They said, you can't be saved unless you get circumcised. And Paul said, it ain't all the works of the flesh. It's all the corrected perfection of God's faithfulness to our calling. 1 Corinthians 10:13. I'm going to say something here. It might offend some of you, but that'll be okay. Amen. I didn't come to be your friend, but come to be your preacher. He said in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able.
Right.
But will the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able how to bear it.
Right.
Now, when I was looking at that, I was talking about two men in the Old Testament. One was Joseph. The other was David. When you look at a verse like this, there's no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. God is faithful. He'll not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are not able. So when you look at the life of Joseph, I mean, this wasn't just a one-time deal. That woman was wearing the hand out of him.
Yes.
The Bible said she did.
Yes.
It said it came to pass that she spake to Joseph day by day.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't just a one-time thing. She propositioned herself to him. She just worried it from the daylight out of him. But you know what Joseph did? Joseph made up his mind that he's going to stay with God.
Amen.
And that God will make him away.
Amen.
Get away from that temptation.
Right.
Whenever she finally catches him by himself, and you know the story, and he ran out and left part of his garments, and she held that as a witness against him and accused him of trying to molest her and all those kind of things. But here's what he said. He said, there's none greater in the house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that that you're able. You say, well, preacher, Joseph wound up in prison. Let me just give you my thought. God put him in prison to get him away from that temptation.
Amen.
But here's the blessing. The Bible said in verse 21 of Genesis 39, but the Lord was with Joseph.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying tonight? I think temptations are choices. We can either yield to them and pay the consequences, or we can look to God who is faithful and take the path that God offers to get out of. Saved by the grace of God, you don't go into sin. Joseph, I appreciate you living for me. I tell you what, wherever God is, that's where heaven is. And we don't need this world tonight. What we need is get under the umbrella of His protection. And if He makes a way of escape, take that road and be satisfied with it.
Then on the other hand, David is tempted. But David chose the road of the flesh. As a result of that, man, he paid. How did he pay? Amen. The prophet said, David, now the sword will never leave us. So I'd rather be in the line with Joseph than it would be with David. And I don't think he's great, and I'm not minimizing him. He is a man after God's own heart. But that ought to be a little life lesson to us, and none of us are exempt. Able to stand on that road. But we must take the road by which God hath not been provided.
Amen.
But then Paul talks to the Corinthians about being sanctified. Did you know the faithfulness of God? God has a plan for all of our lives.
Amen.
He didn't just save you so you can go to church and you'll have a good time. And I'm not having a good time in the house of God. But we're saved, and there's a work going on in us. It's called sanctification.
Amen.
I know it gets, well, that scares Baptists. That just simply means He's working. Perform me into the image of God. You ought to be, you know what? You ought to be more saintly now than you were when you first got
saved.
Amen. If you let the Holy Spirit work on you, He'll make a holy individual out of you. Jesus said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Think about the progressive perfection the Lord's working on us. In 1 Thessalonians 5:22 through 24, he said, "Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Here it is again. Faithful is He that calleth
you.
Who also will do
it.
If we'll let God, He'll make saints of us. Really, there's only two categories of people in the world. I know we like to class and black and white, red and yellow, and all that kind of stuff, but in God's eyes, you're either a saint or you're a sinner.
Amen.
I hope tonight you're saints. But I tell you what, let me just throw this much of what I just talked about temptation. This has been on my mind all week, and there's somebody. I really feel like there's somebody in this congregation. You ain't real careful. You're facing some stuff. You don't take the road God offers you. You're fixing it. Now look who that's for. It's been on my heart all week. But let me give you this. There's the faithfulness of God's community. You ever thought about why you used to do this? And I don't ever used to. I know why I'm here. I know what I was created. You were created to have fellowship.
Amen.
You knew what God
was.
That's the way it started. God came down to Cuba and he talked to us. I don't know what the conversation was.
Amen.
Do you know what Adam done? He disobeyed God. And Adam found himself hiding. Amongst the trees. You know what? The trees in that garden couldn't save him. God had a plan for another tree. But God made us. So you get up in the morning and say, "Good morning, Lord. Thank you for another day." When you lay down tonight, you'll be able to say goodnight, Lord. I heard a story one time. It's about this great preacher. They taught man what a prayer word he was. Young preacher started to kind of spy on him a little bit, and said, "I'm gonna find out what this man prayed tonight." So
so that I can have the power that he's got. He said that boy snuck his house, got under his bed. God coming there, got his provisions on late, and went down beside the bed and said, "Good night, Lord," and rolled over in the bed. My interpretation that was, it wasn't just a one conversation, but it's been a daily, day long conversation.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's why I believe. That's why we were created. Divine fellowship is often spoke of in Scripture. In the New Testament, it is naturally most familiar. For there God come nearest to man, therefore man may come nigh unto him. This gospel message made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
There is for all boldness to enter into the holiness.
Yeah.
You know what Scripture said? Let me may come boldly to the throne of grace, obtain mercy, find the grace to help us in our
lives.
I know we just say little prayers, but I'm going to tell you, in reality, for the child of God, Jesus is the priest, the high priest. Whenever he died on Calvary, resurrected, the Bible said that veil on the temple was rent from top to bottom. That's simply an invitation no other priest had ever done. Every other priest in the Old Testament economy went in by himself, had to come out by himself. But brother, now thank God Jesus is our high priest. Tonight, the power of the blood of Christ. But if we walk in the light, John said, but John 1:17, he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all.
Amen.
Yeah. If you can't get along with your brothers and sisters, you're not walking in the light.
Right.
And I hate to say it tonight, but I've seen this book, Stoney. We're getting more time to categorize. Certain sins are worse than others.
Right.
Sin.
Right.
Amen. Say we have somebody, we went through this in our church. We have somebody that gets caught in sin. And I'm going to tell you what, that person, I mean, regardless of what they if that person acknowledges, I mean they did, they told me, they confessed it to God. They got up before our church and confessed it to the church and asked the church's forgiveness. By biblical rights, if you right with God, you have to forgive. And did you want, you know what I think tonight, preachers? To have an unforgiving spirit is just that person is just as guilty as the person who
Amen.
Bitterness is killing our church.
Go ahead.
But the Bible said if we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
Amen.
I mean, I tell you what, I'm at a point where in my life, and I mean, I've been hurt. I've had people, so to speak, take mine and Charles' heart out, stomp it and turn it back and give it back to us back. Never about enough.
Yeah.
One day I was a friend about Brother Stoney and telling the Lord how bad it felt about it. And the thought came to me, you ain't been through nothing, boy.
Yeah. Why? Man.
You ain't been through nothing, boy.
Right.
And so I changed my prayer. And I said, what I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I got you to cast off all the
Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Forgive me, Lord. think about our Lord's first prayer?
Bring
it up to do it. I mean, there was no opposition. But anyhow, you're one of them. I just figured what I did tonight. And it might be a time of weakness. I left Kansas night down to church, Brother Adam, and I drove all the way to the parking lot to go down to church. And I said, God, I don't understand why you took me away from the people that I love and they love me. And I said, now I'm over here. And I said, that crowd was over the fight. I said, if I missed you, if I just done something on my own, or did I miss you? And I sat there and bawled like a baby. So I hate to tell it, but I did. I said, God, if I missed you, I'm sorry. But you know what? When I went back to went back to Cajun's Mountain, this fellow that gave me such a hard time, I mean, he got developed cancer. Within 6 weeks, that man was gone. And I mean, I never saw anybody go down so fast. I mean, he just and died of it. But he taught some of the adult Sunday school classes. It was about 6 weeks from the last time he taught class while I was preaching this. I want to tell you something, Lord. God knows what he's doing, and he's doing. So you may not always understand. I'll have help from all that, and I think that'll help somebody tonight. You may not always understand. But God is doing right. He's always doing right.
Amen.
Aren't you thankful tonight for the prayer?
Amen.
John 14:16-17, two more things. He said, I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter.
Yeah.
He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive,
right,
because it seeth him not. Neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you. And he shall be.
Thank you.
Amen. He ain't never left me.
Right.
I grieved him, I quenched him, but he ain't never left
me.
Amen. I failed at times to do what he asked me to do. He ain't never left me. He's going with you all.
Amen.
I mean, he's kind of like Eliezer in the Old Testament time. He's bound to take us to the wedding. Amen. He ain't going to let us down this side. He ain't brought us this far to forsake us now. But praise God for the sweet witness and the communion of the Holy Ghost. John 17:24 said, Father, and that's Jesus' prayer. He said, Father, I will they also who thou hast given me be with me, for I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. I was looking at that before. You know what we're going to say? We're going to see a land as it had been slain.
Right.
From the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. His appearance after his resurrection, he had the mark. They are scars. They're open wounds.
Right.
I know what they mean. I know. But he told Thomas, he said, just go ahead and stick your hand in there, Thomas.
Yeah.
Just put it in the side. Look for nail holes in the hands.
Yeah.
When we get to heaven, we're going to be holy together.
Amen.
Glory to God. They loved you and you and you and me. I read something the other day, I refuse. Heaven's not a reward for doing that. Oh no. And I won't do it. And I won't tell you what heaven is. Heaven is just the good grace, love, and mercy of God.
Amen.
So I wanted us to be with him.
Amen.
And when you get to heaven, you're going to see those marks in the bottom. And you're going to fall down to speak. The Bible said the street of that city, it's not street, it's street. The street of that city, if you're in the fire, it has a mirror in it. And he's the light of that city.
That's right.
Amen.
Anywhere you are, you'll see it. I believe you'll see a reflection of it. You'll never get over it.
Yeah.
Amen.
I said we're going to serve God.
Amen.
I don't know what all that entails, but I'm looking forward to it.
Amen.
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 Amen. I'm going to ask the preacher if it's all right. I'm going to ask my daughter. They sing a song. I believe this will go right on with this message. I've already kind of pre-warned you. I believe this will be a blessing. This kind of means the invitation. I trust tonight that you'll just consider your life. Consider how faithful God is.
And
consider your faithfulness. How faithful you are. And we'll love you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You just mind the Lord. This song blesses me. I listened to it a couple times today on YouTube. This song called He Had It.
Thank you.
come.
There's the hymn, song, and the spirit.
Yeah.
Spiritual song is the song of the soul.
Yeah.
Hymns are songs of experience. Amen.
Yeah.
He is my song.
Hey!
That's a song.
Yes.
Possibly ringing.
I know.
Yeah.
It's his song.
Hey!
My redeemer.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to appreciate you. Well, I appreciate your liberty tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of y'all won't get that. He did that one time. I had to get it off of him. But yeah, it was a good preacher. Amen. I appreciate that. I appreciate God.
Amen.
He's faithful.
Amen.
He is. There's sometimes we don't understand why we go through things we do, why things happen the way that things happen. God works everything to good. Those who love Him have been called according to His purpose. One day, it'll all make sense. We'll be glad for all. You know, some of the things I'm most thankful in my life, I don't have time to tell you all about, but you can trust me when I tell you this. Some of the things I'm most thankful for in my life are some of the most difficult times I've ever been through. Now I can stand here and say that I'd go through it time and time again, but yielded the results I said. Sometimes you'll go through difficulty. That's just God answering prayer. Just keep trusting God. It'll pan out. Amen. All right, let's get the youngins wants to sing. Come up here. Go ahead and come on and bring your song. We'll get y'all some. Get our ushers to up here. We'll take up the offering. This is going to be for, we're just doing this one night. I figured we'd have a big crowd Wednesday night. We did, that's a blessing. And so we're going to do like Baptist, we're going to try to rob you a little bit. But everybody, it's whatever you give, 100% of us going to go to these two preachers. Preacher Doug, Preacher Adam Hines. He's here with us Monday and Tuesday. And like I said, we're going to pay them, but, you know, they don't go so far. You know, they're driving down here, you know, they, you know, might mind the meal or two. Everything else, but if you give to them, I know you'll be a blessing to them. I know God will bless you for it. So just whatever you can, whatever you're able to, give it. God bless you for it.
Amen.
Okay. Go ahead. If your kids got any money, you're going to give it to your mom and daddy for you.
Trouble man.
All right. All hearts and minds free. I hope you've done what the Lord put on your heart to do. If you need to come to this altar, I hope you came. If not, I hope God won't let you get an ounce of sleep tonight.
Amen.
I hope you leave here tonight with joy in your heart.
Amen.
Not just for what our God's done for you, but for who He is.
Amen. Amen.
He's good to me.
Amen.
But not every day goes my way. I can't just bank all my joy on what happens in my life, but I can make it all who He is. He's faithful.
Amen.
I know one day where He is, there I will be also.
Amen.
I haven't learned that much. But He's faithful.
Amen.
Well, be sure to come by and let the preacher know you appreciate it. And if you have to come back to this rest of it, we'll be here tomorrow night, Friday night, Lord willing. Come back and join us. All hearts and minds clear. So glad to have my good friend Ricky Mason with us again tonight. So Ricky, would you be
our grace, kind of have Father on the throne of grace tonight, Lord. Thank you for being faithful with us all this year. Lord, when we've been unfaithful, I just want to thank you for being faithful.
Amen.
I thank you for the time where I know you brought the truth to set us back on the neck of the rock tonight, Lord. Lord, I thank you for preaching to us. I pray God for being to be with him. Next couple of nights of preaching, I pray God that you have your rolling upon him. I want to be with the church, be with Brother Stoney. I pray God that you can touch him. Lord, thank you for the time we all have here together. Lord, I just want to thank you for your grace that you have set upon us and have rolled us tonight. Thank you, Lord. We all have been going tonight, Lord, about everything. But God, I thank you for what you've done for us. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.